Lauren was supposed to do a paper on why government matters. This is what she wrote.
It doesn't. Well said.
Is this a joke?
No, ma'am. I legitimately believe that. I'm a libertarian.
The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Coming to you from the Curtis Subaru Studio. Welcome to our top stories this hour. And I have an awful lot to get to here. So I can't dilly-dally. Let me get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
I'm going to talk about Jenny Durkin, and it is a rant, but it is going to be a passionate defense of Jenny Durkin. Because as you know, I try to look at every story as open-mindedly as is possible. But, you know, I see the whole world through the prism of my life experience, and that slants things. But I don't just come on to knock politicians. I saw an interview last night with a federal judge in New Jersey named Esther Salas. And it was one of the most heartbreaking interviews I had seen in a long, long time. As a federal judge, she had sentenced a really bad guy. And that guy went to prison. And he was determined to get revenge against the judge who sentenced him. And forget about her being a judge for a minute. As I was watching this interview, she was a wife and a mom. And she was talking about her son who had come home and was celebrating, had some friends over, and then I'll let her tell the story. But here's why I want you to hear this. It illustrates how absolutely reprehensible Kshama Sawant's actions have been lately in this city. Sawant is the one who gave out Jenny Durkin's home address so that the mob could go to her house and spray paint the wall around her house. And yes, it is ironic. The people who hate a wall for America have a wall at their home. But that's an entirely separate issue. Sawant gave out Jenny Durkin's address. And now it's floating around. If anybody wants to find it, they can. Because Sawant and the mob decided to take their protest of cutting a police budget to the mayor's house. Now, the reason why Jenny Durkin's address has always been protected is because she was a federal prosecutor. And she did get prison sentences for some really bad people. And Jenny Durkin, even though I may disagree with a lot of what she does as a mayor, she does not deserve to be threatened or harmed. And her family does not deserve to be threatened or harmed. And I want to share this New Jersey judge's story with you because I want everybody to recognize how despicable Kshama Sawant's actions have been. She gave out Carmen Best's home address. And that was one of the things that drove a good person, a good police chief, to resign, is Sawant giving out her home address. But when you give out the address of a federal prosecutor or a judge, the people that they have sentenced might be determined to get revenge. And that's exactly why Jenny Durkin deserves to have her address protected and why Sawant, it's just unimaginable how soulless this human being is that's been voted onto the Seattle City Council. Here's Esther Salas talking about, for the first time, her son's murder.
I heard the sound of bullets and someone screaming, no! I later learned that this monster who had a FedEx package in his hand open fire. But Daniel, being Daniel, protected his father. And he took the shooters First bullet, directly to the chest. The monster then turned his attention to my husband and began to shoot at my husband, one shot after another. Mark was shot 3 times. One bullet entered his right chest. The other left his left abdomen. And the last one in the right forearm. While my husband is still in the hospital, recovering from his multiple surgeries, we are living every parent's worst nightmare. Making preparations to bury our only child, Daniel. My family has experienced a pain that no one should ever have to endure.
That happened this summer on July 19th. The FBI led the investigation. The next day, they identified a 72-year-old attorney named Roy Dan Hollander as the primary suspect. Hollander was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound in upstate New York. He was a self-described anti-feminist who had been known for filing unsuccessful lawsuits against ladies' night promotions at bars and nightclubs. He had appeared before this judge in connection with a lawsuit that he brought challenging the military draft. He ranted about his hatred of women, used racist and sexist terms to disparage the judge. He talked about his personal grievances. But because he was able to get the judge's address, before he killed himself, he went and murdered this judge's son. And what this judge said, I'm sure, is what Jenny Durkin carries in her heart. And it illustrates why Kshama Sawant giving out the mayor's home address, which was personal and private because of her work, of Durkin's work as a U.S. attorney. This judge says what Sawant needs to hear.
We know that our job requires us to make tough calls. And sometimes those calls can leave people angry and upset. That comes with the territory. And we accept that. But what we cannot accept is when we are forced to live in fear for our lives because personal information like our home addresses can easily be obtained by anyone seeking to do us or our families harm.
And so this woman and her husband are living the greatest nightmare of any human being. It is the greatest pain possible in the human experience to lose a child. Does Sawant think about that? Jenny Durkin deserves privacy. I can disagree with her on all kinds of issues, but she deserves privacy in her home. And when Sawant gives it out, and this has become an increasingly popular tactic here in the greater Seattle area, the Puget Sound area, and you know that. These mobs of domestic terrorists going to council members' homes to demand that they change their vote, going to the mayor's house, spray painting her property, going to the police chief's house. Armed citizens turned them away in Snohomish County when they tried to go to Carmen Best's house. God bless those armed citizens. We got to stop this taking things to politicians' homes. It's got to stop. And Sawant, here's the thing. If Sawant heard this segment on my radio show, would she have the slightest second of pause about giving out the mayor's address? Because I don't think she would. I do not think from everything and I only know the public persona that she's chosen to portray. But I get the sense that Sawant couldn't care less that she might be endangering the mayor and her wife and her family. Not wife, they're domestic partners. They're not married. but and her kids. I get the sense that Shama Sawant couldn't possibly care less. And I find that to be disgusting. Maybe I'm wrong, but there's nothing in her public persona that would suggest that she even for a second would think about the negative consequences of her reckless actions. I hope that stories like this, I doubt if she listens to my show, but I wonder if somebody who does and can get to her will say, hey, Shama, you really you got to know about this. You have to be aware that there may be consequences to this. I mean, it's just hatred. All I've ever sensed from her is nothing but hatred and darkness in her heart. So, mark this day on your calendar, the day Dory Monson did a passionate defense of Jenny Durkin. And I will always do that. If people with whom I disagree, if they are wronged, I will be just as passionate for them as I am when people I agree with are wronged. Up next in The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Hey, how'd this get in here?
You know, I was thinking, I have had a presidential candidate on the show almost every year that I've been on the air. In 2016, we had both Donald Trump and the Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson, with the Libertarian candidate on in 12. I'm trying to remember. I'm not going to keep going back all the way through. How are we doing, Nicole? We're going to get Joe or Donald or the Libertarian candidate is a woman named Jo Jorgensen. We going to get any of them this year?
Gosh, I hope so. I still have hope.
Here's the thing. Washington is going to vote for Biden, and I don't think anybody is doing any media in our state because they know it's a foregone conclusion. So I'm doubting it, but I thought I'd get the word out about Jo Jorgensen, who I actually am going to try to get the Libertarian Party candidate on the show. She did a video on her presidential run. It's got annoying music behind it. I apologize for that. But here's why she's running as a Libertarian for president.
I am running for president because government is too big, too bossy, too nosy, too intrusive. But the worst part is they usually end up hurting the very people they're trying to help.
Well, they're not trying to help. They know that they're hurting them, but they use them. But here's why, because a lot of people say, you vote for third party, you're throwing away your vote. And she says, this is why you should vote for her.
I would say if you're in a solidly red state like I'm in, if you don't like what Donald Trump has been doing, if you don't like the bigger government he's given you, then voting for him is a wasted vote. And to Democrats, especially Democrats in California and New York, don't vote for Joe Biden. Vote for what you really want.
Okay, and she says this is what she stands for.
A lot of people don't realize that government grew year after year after year for 8 straight years with Reagan. People keep saying, oh, look at Donald Trump, we got tax cuts. Well, yeah, but he increased spending, so the bill is eventually going to come due. He came in saying, I'm a businessman, I know how to balance a budget, I know how to cut spending, and he didn't do that. And not only did he not cut spending, he increased spending. Now we've got a bigger deficit, bigger debt. Whether you're talking education, healthcare, retirement, it all boils down to, are you in control of your dollars?
Okay. So far, I've agreed with everything. Then what about people who say, why not Biden?
People wanted to hear him say, I'm tough on crime. So he said, I'm tough on crime. And now they want to hear something else. So he's something else. He doesn't have a rudder. He doesn't have something that's guiding him. That's true not only about Biden, but pretty much any Democrat out there. Young people are shocked to hear that both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were against gay marriage just back in 2012. That was only 8 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Because Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, 2012, They thought that politically it would hurt them to be for gay marriage. So they were against it. And then Obama got a sense that, well, it's not going to hurt me and I'm going to get reelected. So all of a sudden he was for it, right after having been against it. Hillary, the exact same thing. It was a political liability, so she was against it. Then the nation turned, it became a political asset, and then she was for it. And this is why I can't stand politics, because you have a bunch of phonies. And Hillary and Barack Obama are every bit as phony and every bit as big a liars as Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And by the way, they're both liars, both of them. Biden's every bit as big a liar as Trump. And then she said she wants to really reach out to young people who are mostly libertarian and don't know.
They go, well, why shouldn't you be able to own a gun? Why shouldn't two people the same sex get married? You can drink red wine. Why can't you smoke marijuana? So that overall, they have a very libertarian underpinning as far as their kind of live and let live libertarian philosophy. So that's excellent news. If I could sit around the kitchen table of every American family in this country, I would win by a landslide.
And the thing is, I don't agree with libertarians on a lot of things. Many of them, I want to find out about Joe Jorgensen. Many of them believe all drugs should be legalized, as they are here in King County. And that's been disastrous. It has been disastrous for our society. It's been disastrous for individuals' lives. Many libertarians are open border advocates, which is disastrous for our nation, which is why I don't say that I'm any political party. I think they all have dramatic weaknesses. But so far, I liked what I heard from Joe Jorgensen. So I'm going to try to get her on the show. And that is your big lead this hour.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We'll check the news for you. And then Jay Inslee, 50th out of 50 governors in America. I'll tell you what the Cato Institute told me about that next on the Dory Monson Show. Before I get to my Jay Inslee news, Nicole, I have a quick question for you here. I've been hearing these promos for the new podcast. Tom and Curley's producer, Jacob. Jacob's a very nice guy. I love Jacob. And it's going to have stuff from all the shows, as I understand it. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. I've heard, I've listened, and I've helped him find a couple cuts of you. So, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And are you always going to be, I'm just wondering, is our show going to be, we're going to be represented?
Featured? Yes, yes.
Well, the, not featured.
No, but it is.
Because I noticed
the point
in
of the
promo,
podcast.
Well, but in the promo, there's a little John Curley clip and there's a little Ursula clip and there's no clip of me.
Well, I think that was just the promo, but no, the whole point of the podcast is to have all of the hosts' opinions in a short summary wrap up of the day, I guess.
Okay. I just thought from the promo that we were being shunned again.
No, no. Jacob would not do that to us.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure. And you I know that you always have my back and you're the person who is always such a passionate, zealous advocate for us. And I get worried. I get nervous when I hear things and we're not part of it.
Oh, no, we're definitely part of it, but don't worry. I'll keep an eye on it. Make sure he represents us correctly.
Am I sounding paranoid?
Yes, yes, you are.
The only reason I'm paranoid is because they're all coming after me. Okay, Jay Inslee. He had his press conference yesterday, and it was absolutely ridiculous. So he said that he's going to loosen up things. Instead of five at a table in a restaurant, you can have six. And it doesn't have to be just family members because everybody was ignoring that. And a reporter said, well, wait a second, Jay. You just told us last weekend that COVID numbers are up in most counties. So why are you relaxing things now? And my point is, and my point from the start has been, there's no data for the data daddy. They're making everything up. They have absolutely no basis. There's no reason why five at a table is safe, but six was dangerous last week. But now six is safe, but eight is dangerous. There's no reason why you can drink in a bar until 10 o'clock. At 10:01, the coronavirus will get to you. But now you can drink till 11. But at 11:01, you will die. It's all made up. There's no basis for any of this. So a reporter asked, why are you loosening things up when you tell us that the coronavirus numbers are on the increase?
The number of cases are rising across the state and in Snohomish County and other places. And you're making this decision today. So why are you making these changes with the data showing an increase in cases?
Well, it's because we think it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do because we have found a way to do these things safely with minimal risk.
What? No, you haven't. You haven't found a way that 11 p.m. is now safe when a week ago it wasn't for drinking in a bar? You haven't figured out something new? You don't have a reason why you can now dine with friends, but you couldn't last week? There's nothing new. We've figured it out. They're making it up. And the fact that reporters actually were saying, this doesn't make any sense. Jay got very upset. He said, I'm allowing kids sports now, and you should just be celebrating.
And if I may, I just want to just look, these have been really, really hard times for people. It's been really hard on our kids, although they're pretty resilient. And to get them back playing is a real joy. I think just for a moment in these hard times, it might be fair to let us experience just a little bit of joy and happiness.
Yeah, why, reporters? Why are you not letting us experience joy and happiness? I just made up a new set of data. I just said we figured stuff out when I haven't. But why can't we just all have joy and happiness? He can't stand the scrutiny that comes with, I mean, and it was pretty mild scrutiny. But then he just said, well, yeah, the old stuff wasn't working.
I had a question about the no restrictions on household members dining together indoors. My latest understanding is that the CDC reports that adults with positive COVID tests were twice as likely to have reported dining at a restaurant. So I'm curious why remove the restriction?
Well, mostly because we found out restaurants were not totally abiding by this and not really enforcing it. So we don't think there's been much loss in COVID transmission reduction.
The data daddy has no data. He just makes it all up. And so it's just ridiculous. Now you can drink till 11 instead of 10. And they're finding out that the coronavirus doesn't start hurting people until later and later. It's getting older now. So now after 11 o'clock is when it starts to fire up against us, apparently. Just so absolutely ridiculous. And then earlier today, I talked to the folks at the Cato Institute, and they just released a list of all the governors in the country. Do you have the Cato cuts in here, Nicole? Did I lose everybody?
Huh, she should be there.
No, I'm here.
Oh.
There's one Cato cut for you.
Oh, okay. Anyway, they rated all 50 governors in the country on fiscal responsibility. They told us, they told all their readers on their website, that one reason Jay Inslee comes in dead last is because he lied about not raising taxes. And, of course, that lie was told right here on the Dory Monson Show when he was running for governor for the first time 8 years ago, and he pledged that he wouldn't raise taxes. And now, since then, He has been the most reckless spender and taxer in the entire United States.
You know, he promised not to raise taxes initially. Then his very first budget, he proposed more than $1 billion a year in hikes. So he's been sort of on the warpath with higher. He wants higher energy taxes, capital gains tax to raise $1 billion a year, tobacco taxes that mainly land on lower income folks. The business and occupation tax there in Washington State. On taxes and spending, Jay Inslee has been the worst governor in the United States over many years. It's really unfortunate for Washington's economy and for citizens.
And that is a group in Washington, D.C. They don't have any bias against our state or against Jay Inslee. They just look at the fiscal responsibility of every single governor in the country. And Jay Inslee is the worst fiscal governor in the United States. And again, I have to ask the question, why do you, if you are going to be one of those mindless, yeah, I'll vote for Jay a third time, what has he done to earn your vote? And if you truly believe there is something, text me and let me know, because I don't see it. I can't find anything that has earned my vote from our governor. But shoot me a text at 98973. That's 98973. And coming up next, I'm going to take a quick time out. We got a good batch of awesome audio today. We'll count down our favorite sound bites of the day next on The Dory Monson Show. Oh, I'm getting a lot of people asking on text if I'm going to live tweet either of the debates tonight. I'm not going to do the vice presidential one between Pence and Kamala. I can't. I'm trying to decide, Nicole, about the Jay Inslee, Lauren Culp. Should I live tweet that tonight?
Of course.
Seems tedious.
No, you got it.
What are you doing this evening? Are you going to be able to, would you be able to share, get all those things going on Facebook too?
I'll share your tweets on Facebook as well.
Really? Well, then I gotta do it. Okay. Doesn't that sound tedious though? How long is it going to be?
I think it's two. I think it's 90 minutes or something. I'm pretty sure. I think it's going to be fun. So our friend Brandy Cruz is one of the moderators.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch. And Culp will be on with us tomorrow.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will.
It's not going to be fun.
I think it will.
It's not going to be fun. Okay.
Culp's going to be on with us tomorrow at probably 12:30. So
who is?
A tease for that. Lauren Culp.
Who? Oh, he is?
Yes.
Well, then I got to watch it anyway then.
Oh, of course you have to watch it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So at Dory Monson on Twitter, DoriMonson, Facebook.com/Dory Monson. And it just blew up on Facebook when I did the presidential debate, didn't it?
Yes. I told you our people want to hear what you have to say. And our people are on Facebook.
Well, and of course, we're extending our brand. We're doing this very methodically. But what people want is they don't want just a noon to three streaming radio show. And we've proven that because people are accessing our podcast and listening to the show at all times. But I love that people listen live on the radio. But we've been extending our brand because everybody needs news pretty much around the clock. And we have a lot of ideas that we're working on right now to deliver just that. And I understand that, you know, my point of view is somewhat unique in the local media, and I appreciate that so many people have been such great supporters of us over the years, and we're not heading towards anything, because people say, well, when are you going to be done doing this? All I'm thinking about right now is how to expand things and to deliver more across the clock, and that's all we're focused on right now. So we'll have some announcements coming on all of this stuff. But one thing that I find just disgusting at Fox News, they have been forced, and they are so uncomfortable promoting this, but the Fox Corporation, you know, which is their television network, Fox News, all kinds of other entities, Fox Business, they have started a gambling operation called Fox Bets. And so they're making some of their Fox News people promote the app for Fox Bets. And they have these things. Well, how many times will Trump call Joe Biden Sleepy Joe? And you can bet on these things. And when the first presidential debate on their show, The Five, they sounded so uncomfortable promoting this.
Okay, well, this is pretty exciting. So while we're waiting for the debates to kick off, you can enter for a free chance to win $25,000 from our friends at Fox Bet. Now, all you do is you download the Fox Bet app and you pick six possible outcomes. Then you watch the debate with us on Fox News on September 29th to see how it all unfolds. It's free, easy, fun, and you may even win some cash. So, again, download the Fox Bet app.
Oh, isn't that horrible? Okay, so, but here's the thing. You download the app, and they give you a free chance to play. They do it on NFL Sundays. And I don't know if they're doing it for college football as well. But they say, download this, pick the outcome of six games, and you have a free chance to win, you know, $50,000 or whatever. Now, the reason is, once you have that app, they're hoping that you will gamble on other stuff, because online gambling has been loosened up by our Supreme Court a couple of years ago. Now, here's the other thing about this that is so horribly disgusting. They have a little disclaimer at the bottom of the screen. And even though I hate this whole concept, I hate this even more. It says, offer available in every state except Washington. We're the only state in the country where you are not allowed to do this free game to win $25,000 because we have the most restrictive online gambling rules in the United States. And that's because people bought off our legislature years ago. The state wants exclusivity for their lottery. The tribes want exclusivity for their casinos. And they get sports gambling. And we're the only state in the country. Oh, man. I blew right through a great batch of awesome audio, so I'll get back to those tomorrow. We're the only state in the country where you can't do that. You can smoke weed. You can use heroin in King County. But a free online bet? No. Dada daddy. Won't let you do that. Okay, I'm out of time. Tom and Curly are coming up next. God bless you in these crazy times. And I will see you back here tomorrow. High noon. Hello.
Sometimes patience is the key to victory. Sometimes it leads to very little. And it seems like it's not worth it. And you wonder why you waited so long for something so disappointing.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You're really a fantastic audience.